Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I should like to begin my statement commending you for having been elected to chair this GGE. I should also like to convey to you the decided support of the delegation of Colombia to your work. I should also like to recall that Colombia has joined the joint statement presented by the distinguished delegation of Pakistan on behalf of a group of countries, as well as the statement made by the distinguished delegation of Costa Rica representing the G15. Chairman, distinguished delegates, Colombia recognizes that the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws is a serious challenge to international peace and security. For this reason, we believe that the development, manufacturing, and use of these instruments should be strictly in adherence with the norms of international law, and this includes international human rights law and IHL. Technological progress or developments should be used to the benefit of humanity and in line with the purposes and principles enshrined in the UN Charter in preservation of international peace and security. To achieve this goal, we are convinced on the need to have a regulatory framework that, in our opinion, should be established through a legally binding instrument. This position we share with the other group countries in the G15, and as we see in the sixth protocol to the CCW presented last year as a working document. My delegation should also like to draw attention, as we have done before, to the need to see concrete progress, as indicated by the Deputy Secretary General and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs of the UN, Madam Nakamitsu, as we heard in the video message this morning. Colombia also believes that the GGE should bear in mind the accumulated work made since its creation in 2013. Our discussions should also be able to address other aspects that require our attention in a more comprehensive manner. One aspect, from our opinion, is that of meaningful human control throughout the entirety of the life cycle of autonomous weapons. This would allow for the responsibility and use and deployment be in the hands of people, and that this not be avoided or justified through or because of AI in the laws. We also believe that it is important to include in our deliberations the opinions of other bodies, including civil society and academia. Their support can help in developing comprehensive and appropriate development of this topic. We also should bear in mind the role played by the private parties in the development of weapons in order to bring on board their commitment to the prohibition of laws and regulations on laws. Lastly, we should like to reiterate our vision regarding a need to regulate laws under the obligations shared by all high contracting parties of the CCW, including working in strict adherence with international humanitarian law and international human rights law. It should not merely be limited to one. Thank you.